This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The State of the Union address is coming. I'm waiting for it with bated breath. And due to the midterm election change, which has handed the House to the Republicans, not due really to anything they did, but they're in charge, the gun safety groups, they want President Joe to appoint a gun czar and to declare a national emergency over gun violence. And they want concrete policy proposals beyond Joe's main thing is assault weapon ban. That's his main thing. Assault weapon ban, magazine ban. But see, Joe's messed up. He's actually revealed certain things, the quiet part, that nobody wanted him to do. Like he's talked about the Glock. He thinks the Glock should be banned. Because it holds so many bullets. Do you know what a 9mm bullet can do to you? It'll rip your lungs out, man. A coalition of 117 organizations have sent a letter. They got together and made a letter and sent it to the president. And they want him to. They know they're not going to get it legislatively, so they want him to do a bunch of executive actions. And they also want to know about the historic gun legislation that he signed last year. How are they going to implement that? So, let's put this way, okay? First of all, there is no gun violence epidemic. If there was a gun violence epidemic, there would be a lot of things that would not be happening. First of all, a lot of these reporters would not exist if there was a gun violence epidemic, okay? Where the gun violence is happening the most, where it has upticked the most, is in the places where they aren't allowed to have guns, where the police have been defunded, demoralized, demonized, vilified, where you have DAs in place that have decriminalized crime and they're letting people out and they don't prosecute anybody. And where it's very hard for anybody just to even carry a gun. So, the uptick there is just more of the same of what we've always had, which is 50 plus percent of all murders occur in 2% of the counties of the United States. That's always been that way. But the numbers that they're pushing, push up the national average. So this is where they can get out there and conflate some things and get out there and tell you that there's a gun violence epidemic. So we get this from Igor Volsky, executive director of Guns Down America, one of the main co-signers of the letter. For a president who ran on one of the most comprehensive gun violence prevention strategies in probably American history, who has repeatedly said that he will do everything in his power to help solve this crisis, he simply left too many solutions on the table. He has a real obligation to live up to his promises and live up to his word and do everything and anything he can to make progress. Excuse me. Now, the letter by, and the coalition is led by the Brady Campaign, the March for Our Lives, the Newtown Action Alliance. They illustrate the breadth of the issues that the president will be pushed to tackle during this year's State of the Union. And, well, it points out one thing that I find quite interesting. The progressives are not happy with the chosen one. And, you know, they're not going to let him rest on his accomplishments as he begins to gear up for a likely re-election bid. So this means that anybody that might primary him on the Democratic side, which if he decides he's going to run, nobody will be allowed to primary him. That's the way that works in Democrat land. That's why Pelosi never had to go through 15 ballots to get elected to Speaker of the House. And they're doing this now because they feel like they have the wind at their backs once again, which is always a false sign. This comes amid a flurry of mass shootings. But it's also reminiscent of the early days of this presidency when many of the same groups wrote the president a letter outlining executive actions they sought. And, the thing with executive actions is that they can always be undone, just like Biden did. I mean, the next president that comes in, if he wants to play tit for tat, he can go get that whole book, that you know, just the reams and reams and reams of executive actions where he'd have them stacked up 10 feet high on his desk, pull them all in there, throw them in the fireplace. Rescinded. He can do that because it's not law. It's not law. So then we get this from Poe Murray. Now, 2 years later, that Poe Murray is the chair of the Newtown Action Alliance. Now, 2 years later, we're circulating another letter. We want Biden to address this and tell the world what his plan is to tackle the issue. Well, they've already taken a slew of executive actions. They've already invested in community violence intervention. And then they got some, after Uvalde and Buffalo, New York, they got a bipartisan coalition in Congress to pass the first gun legislation into law in nearly three decades. And that bill was signed in by Biden in June. And they toughened background checks for young gun buyers, which doesn't really tell me how. I don't know how it works. I'm not that young. I don't really have to work with it. They are trying to incentivize states implement red flag laws and keeps firearms from more domestic violence offenders. Now, the states that want red flag laws already have them, and the states that don't want red flag laws are not going to implement them because they're incentivized. That's just the way that's going to work. As far as the background checks, and I mean, this, while the only thing that upset me about this particular piece of legislation is that it was an unforced error on the Senate's part. McConnell and Cornyn and Graham and all those guys, they didn't have to do this. And, of course, now they have a leader for the ATF. And now they're going after pistol braces. And the problem is we live in a post-Bruin world. And the post-Bruin world recognizes the Second Amendment. And Bruin, all these things that are on their wish list are all going to be on the charred ground because they're all going to be thrown away. They're all going to be kicked back. They want him to implement the legislation I just described called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. They want to know how he's going to implement that. And they also want the administration to ensure FBI investigators are properly trained in conducting background checks on buyers under the age of 21, which, how does that work? How does that work? So they're gearing up. They're not happy with the president. They're not happy with what he has done. And, I find that rather humorous, to be honest with you. He's too busy trying to remember where he just came from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Gun-free zones. or self-defense prohibited zones. I never, ever intend to instigate a gunfight. However, there's two things that happen when a bad guy shows up with a gun. He's either, if it's a gun-free zone, and he's counting on me paying attention to the law and abiding by the law, then he has fish in a barrel. He's going to shoot whoever he wants to shoot, and nobody's going to engage him. Or there can be somebody like me there, like Eli Dickens, and like Anthony Melli, right? And they can draw their weapon, and they can engage him and break his pattern. And that is how you stop a rampage killing. And in these areas where they're, you know, gun-free zones, this is where you're going to have rampage killers. Sorry to tell you that. So anytime you go into a sensitive place, all of you out there that are saying to yourself, well, I'm glad that there's no guns allowed here. I can feel safe. You are in peril. Because you never had anything to fear from me in the first place. And secondly, now, because I'm so law-abiding, I'm not carrying a gun. And so if some gangbanger comes in there, whoever's going to shoot the place up, they get to operate unimpeded. They might make their way to you. You are not safe in a gun-free zone. In D.C., among the sensitive places that are gun-free zones, buses, trains, and public transportation facilities, which means that anybody using them to travel, going to work or whatever, they can't carry a weapon. Which, that's a feature of that particular policy, by the way. They know that the people using these things can't, by law, carry a gun. And then when they catch somebody doing it, they absolutely prosecute them to the ends of the earth. While somebody coming in there to shoot the place up will probably just be let go. Or something, I don't know. I may be going a little bit far on that characterization. They are currently, the sensitive places part are currently the target of a lawsuit in federal court, filed by a bunch of people who argue that the ban on lawful gun possession is both unconstitutional and a public safety risk that prevents a responsible gun owner from protecting themselves. And that's why I carry a gun. I'm not out here to save you, although you get the benefit of that. If I'm in a public area where somebody starts, and I'm in the public area, and somebody comes in and starts doing something they're not supposed to be doing with a gun, then you have a very good chance of me intervening. And I may not be alone, but we, the ones that will intervene, are the ones that are going to save people. We're not going to hurt people, right? And, where the ban is in effect, I don't go. Plain and simple. But in D.C. right now, the ban remains in effect, which means that when a man started shooting at Metro patrons on Wednesday morning, there was no one around to fire back. Three people were wounded, and a 64-year-old Robert Cunningham, a Metro employee, was killed before the suspect was taken into custody. And we get this from Metropolitan Police Executive Assistant Chief of Police. What's with these titles? Ashton Benedict described how this happened. Shortly after 9 a.m., there was an altercation on a Metro bus at 14th Potomac Avenue. There was an individual brandishing a weapon, engaging passengers on this bus. He followed one of the individuals off the bus. The intent of which he's trying to do is not clear at this point, but he shot at this individual, striking him in the legs. Then the individual ran off and has now since been interviewed and transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. So, this is probably a series of events. First event, shooter goes down the escalator to the Metro platform. At that point, he engages someone who's attempting to buy a card, a Metro card, which is a pass. And another altercation begins, and he shoots this individual, also in the leg, brings him over the turnstile. And not sure the intent of this one. That individual breaks free and now has been transported to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Then he goes down the escalator further to the platform. He engages another individual, a female, and has a gun brandished to his side at this particular point. He attempts to either rob her, confront her, get some kind of altercation, you know, some fight with her. There's two Metro Transit employees who are watching what's happening. One of them decides to intervene. And when he does this, he's immediately shot by the shooter, and he remains on scene and has been pronounced dead. His heroism has to be recognized. Another employee engages the shooter and attempts to de-escalate the situation. And that must have been successful because nobody else is shot after that point. The shooter gets on the train, gets off the train. Don't know what the motive of all this is. The unarmed Metro workers that tried to de-escalate this and went unpaid with his life, we should sit back and we should say, wow. Wow. Most of the time, if you're being robbed, they tell you just to, you know, just to go along with it. Just give them what they want and don't look at them and try not to be able to get, you know, be a good citizen, that kind of thing. These guys decided to step in for somebody they didn't know. And even though they worked there, you know, not their job. And looking at this, there's no guarantee that an armed citizen would have been able to intervene. But it's all, you know, it's all academic because of the designation as a sensitive place. This didn't stop the suspect from randomly shooting at strangers either. Now, this guy was on the move, and he wasn't doing anything in one space for a long period of time. So, like I said, it doesn't, I don't know if an armed individual would have made a difference, but if the individual were there, he probably would have made a difference if he decided to draw. And this is the latest of a string of shootings on the Metro property. And in December of last year, a woman and two teens were shot at the Benning Road Metro station after a juvenile gunman opened fire during a fight. Just days into the new year, a 17-year-old was killed and a 14-year-old was wounded during a shooting at the Southeast D.C. Metro station. So these gun-free zones are nothing of the sort. And the people who travel on them are almost hostages to a policy. It's very problematic if you have to depend on mass transit, which is what they want you to depend on. The government wants you to depend on that. On your way to go buy your supply of bugs. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy warning his fellow Republican colleagues to be on their best behavior for tonight's State of the Union address.
The American public 90 days ago wants to have divided government, so they want to see us work together. So if anybody acts in that manner, I think they're the loser in the big picture of life.
During a weekly meeting, he told them to be watchful of what they say in the Capitol in case it's caught on camera. The death toll from those massive earthquakes in Turkey and Syria rising at a rapid pace. At last report, more than 7,200 people were dead, more than 16,000 injured. The North American Aerospace Defense Command says most of the wreckage from a downed Chinese spy balloon has been cleared off the North and South Carolina coastlines. A crew from the USS Carter Hall worked to clean up the debris, although it's possible more could wash up on shore. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming from The Hill, which is, nobody's going to confuse The Hill as a publication with a conservative bastion at all. Not at all. No. We have this pilgrim, Walter C. Clemens Jr. He is an opinion contributor to The Hill. He is also a professor at some college for political science. And I'm going to try to give this to you verbatim, because this is the argument he is making about the Second Amendment. And, you know, I don't know what the circulation of The Hill is or how many people go there, but this is always what they do. This is an attempt to try to recharacterize something. And this is where the departure from the court making the rule, the law of the land. Well, no, they're not the law of the land, not according to the left. So nauseatingly, we begin. In 2008, the U.S. Supreme Court in District of Columbia v. Heller lost 5-4, or held 5-4, that the Second Amendment guarantees an individual the right to possess firearms independent of service in a state militia, and to use firearms for traditionally lawful purposes, including self-defense within the home. The court majority, along with many members of Congress, ignore the first three words of the Second Amendment, which explain why the right to firearms exists. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Surely the authors of the Constitution had in mind a militia organized by and subject to the government, not a ragtag crowd of ruffians carrying shotguns and AK-47s around an abortion clinic or into the U.S. Capitol. Now, see, I got a break there because nobody did that at the U.S. Capitol, and nobody's done that at an abortion clinic. Individual shooters, abortion clinics maybe, but not the U.S. Capitol. That hasn't happened. Back to Mr. Clemens, the militia could be based on conscription. The original language of the Second Amendment included a clause excluding conscientious objectors from compulsory service in the militia. Article 1.8 of the Constitution empowered Congress to call forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states, respectively, the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress. Now, once again, he departs because, first of all, the founders, this was quite a watered-down version of the original Second Amendment because they, one, did not want a standing army, which was subject to the government, as he's professing. Two, they wanted the Second Amendment to be completely untouchable. And they wanted you to be able to carry whatever you wanted to carry, wherever you wanted to carry it, if you could. That's originally, and this, they had to go through several iterations of this to get to where they got to. Now, back to him, early Americans preferred militias to standing armies like the British force sent to maintain order in the colonies. Well, no, that wasn't actually the case because we didn't have a standing army, so we had to have militias when we started fighting. We didn't have a standing army to use. He says the citizen militias of several Massachusetts towns drove back the Redcoats from Concord on April 19, 1775. Ultimately, however, to defeat the British, they needed the Continental Army, commanded by George Washington and financed by all the colonies. The peace treaty with Britain was signed in 1783. The Constitution was written in 1787, ratified in 1788, and put into operation in 1789. Soon, in 1791, a tax protesters' whiskey rebellion broke out and ravaged western Pennsylvania until 1794 when President Washington mobilized a conscripted force of four state militias. They confronted a smaller group of mutineers who promptly backed down and went home. But even a well-organized militia was not adequate when confronting major powers. The need for a standing army and navy became evident when the United States again fought Great Britain and then other powers in the 19th century and beyond. So the historic vision of Cincinnatus with his plow and sword faded. Each state formed a National Guard subject to the governor, but they were not like the Swiss Army that authorizes each soldier to keep his weapon at home. In the Heller decision, the Supreme Court struck down the D.C. handgun ban as violative of the Second Amendment. Doing so, the court appears to have ignored the plain meaning of the Second Amendment, its historical context, and lengthy legal precedent. Once again, now this is a stab at the Bruin decision here. This is a poke at the Bruin decision because they're out there talking about historical context and all these other things about the way they're going to apply this, and he's trying to make out that that's not what the Second Amendment is. Back to him. The Second Amendment does not prohibit private ownership of guns, but neither does it create an absolute barrier to any kind of government regulation. Some say the amendment bars limits on the capacity or caliber of individual weapons and background checks on gun purchases. But aren't governments expected to place reasonable regulations on what citizens do? The Constitution's Article 1.8 empowers Congress to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers. So we have many rules set by local, state, and federal authorities. For example, drivers are tested, licensed, and taxed. So are autos. Once again, now we're doing the old car thing, like that's a right. It's not a right to have a car, drive a car, you know. And now we're getting into the meat of the buffet he's serving up. Given America's epidemic of gun violence, perhaps we should test, license, and tax owners of weapons and the weapons themselves. As the Supreme Court in the Heller case noted in passing, the right to arms is not unlimited and does not preclude the existence of certain long-standing prohibitions, such as those forbidding the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, or restrictions on the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons. Interestingly enough, and let me just finish his little piece here. The bottom line, the barriers to gun regulation do not necessarily lie or in common sense. or they don't lie in the Constitution or in common sense. They arise from financial inducements and political pressures by gun lobbies and the kinds of lawless fanatics who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021. So suddenly, what happened on January 6, 2021, was an armed insurrection, which it couldn't have been because there's no dead politicians. Also, he's ignoring the Bruin decision. He's in there with the Heller decision, with all the open doors that were left in it. And the Heller decision also looked at commonly used weapons. And this is just, this is this guy, he's out there, he's, this goes nowhere, it's not going to cause anything, but it's, you know, it's an op-ed on the Hill. And this is what they think. I kind of find it to be an insult to the intelligence. This is not like it was when Heller came out, for example. When Heller came out, yeah, we had the internet and we had a few other things, but it's nothing like it is today. All of these things are easily looked up and checked. And, you know, once again, this is about wanting to have central control, not state-by-state control. This is why they freaked out over abortion. They wanted central control of abortion. They wanted everybody to acknowledge that abortion was a right. Abortion is a decision. And depending on what state you live in, you may be able to do it, you may not. Marijuana is a decision, not a right. According to what state you live in, you may be able to do it, you may not. The Bill of Rights is national. It's a national pact with us. And the states are not allowed to go against the Bill of Rights. They can get out there and claim the 10th and say, well, you know, we get to do what we want to do because we're the states, and this is one of the powers not vested in the state. Yeah, the Bill of Rights sort of made sure that this was, you know, we got this. Don't you worry about that. That's not this. Stay in your lane. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's unpack the balloon thing, shall we? The balloon got shot down over Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Saturday, after it floated across the entirety of the United States. And President Joe's sitting out there going, well, I shot that down. That'll show those Chi-Coms. Psst, psst, I didn't mean it. I had to do it. And he tried to take the blame off of his delayed response and put it on the Pentagon, claiming that on Wednesday he ordered them to shoot the balloon down. However, it was the Pentagon who decided it was best to wait. And we'll get to that in a minute. U.S. officials were reportedly notified of this spy balloon on January 28th, which it should have been shot down on January 28th, no matter where it was. They were notified of this 8 days before action was taken, and Biden ultimately decided not to alert the public so that it would not postpone Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's trip to China. And reports say that Blinken would still have gone to China had the public not found out about the surveillance balloon. But they aren't going to let him walk away that easily. They want Biden accountable for not making a move the minute he heard of a possible threat to the U.S. Because intelligence gathering is a threat. It's a threat. House Homeland Security Chairman, Committee Chairman Mark Green called out Biden for showing how weak he is to both Americans and other countries. The fact remains that President Biden, when faced with the opportunity to protect the homeland from our adversaries, chose yet again to demonstrate weakness on the global stage. From the southern border to Afghanistan and now Chinese surveillance directly over our homes and sensitive military installations, the president shows he is not interested in protecting American interests. And let's just put it this way, okay? In certain parts of the country, if something were to fall out of the air, there's a problem. But when, say, the space shuttle, when it disintegrated on reentry, and we had no control of that whatsoever, and we had to monitor where it was going. How many people got killed by shuttle debris? Because I'm pretty sure the number is zero. Pretty sure of that. Pretty sure the number is zero. And what I'm saying is that unless, especially in the interior of the United States, the chances, I mean, you got 7 people per square mile in Montana, right? I mean, if we wanted to shoot down the balloon over Montana, we get the, and I mean, these guys can look at every level of the atmosphere, figure out which way the wind's blowing. So if they shoot it and it's going to free fall through the atmosphere, they can figure out how far it's going to blow. Maybe not, because they're not going to know the exact weight of everything, but they can make an educated guess. They can figure out they can map the trajectory. I'm telling you, they can. And they could have shot it down over that, and yet they didn't. They didn't do that. Most of the time when something's falling out of the air that's going to take somebody out, it's going to happen in an urban area with a high population density. And even then, it becomes a matter of odds. I mean, how many people have seen that plane crashing in Taipei that had just taken off that crashes into the bridge, clips the bridge on its way to the river? Didn't kill anybody on the ground as far as I know. So them getting out there and saying, well, we have to think about the civilian casualties that might be incurred if we shoot the balloon down over a populated area. Let's just wait till it gets out to the ocean after it traverses the entirety of the United States. Without us having access to the intelligence gathering array, we do not know how much of an area that thing could cover. It was out there at 60,000 feet, and apparently it was being steered. So this was a very sophisticated piece of apparatus that was floating around over our skies, and the president didn't want to do anything. And then he says he did want to do it. And here's the thing. The big problem here is that it was made public. And that's why they took any action at all. Other countries know they can walk all over Biden. And they're probably laughing at him right now at all of this foolishness he's done since taking office. Coming out of the Senate, Senator Steve Daines from, I believe, Montana, reiterated that, saying that the president is weak and that a circus clown knows how to handle a balloon better than the president did. He also said, and I fully believe this, the reason Russia went into the Ukraine is because of Biden, because they knew he wouldn't do anything about it. There's a reason the Chinese continue to test the Taiwan Strait, because they know Biden is weak. There's a reason they launched this spy balloon and let it hover over America, because they know Biden is weak. Senator Eric Schmidt is demanding answers for why it took so long for the Chinese balloon to be shot down. But, I mean, they did this after the damage was done. If they can steer the balloon from China, they can gather the intelligence being gathered that can be transmitted back to China. That's the way those signal paths work. That's why it was at 60,000 feet. Unimpeded line of sight. It was probably transmitting to some Chinese spy satellite, which it was bouncing off various other satellites until it got picked up by China. So everything they were gathering, all of the mapping they did, all the photographic stuff, all of the surveys they took, and all, they know the elevation of everything around there. Everything they floated over, I don't know how big of an area, it's been gathered, it's been sent home, and when we shot it down and it went into the Atlantic, we should be doing everything we can to recover that. And the first thing I heard was, that'll be very difficult to do because it'll be heavy and it'll be sinking. Then comes the other part. The Democrats are after him too. But here's my part. So let's pretend that the military were ordered to shoot down the balloon and chose not to shoot down the balloon until it was safer. When did the military begin to get into a position where they could interpret and then execute at their leisure the orders of the commander-in-chief? When did that happen? Probably when Milley got in place, because Milley has been circumventing the commander-in-chief since Trump was in charge. And now I'm sure he's looking at Biden, and he's not seeing George Patton sitting there when he looks at Biden. It's more like he's seeing George Jetson. He's not out there looking at the commander-in-chief as some decisive, all-in commander-in-chief who can rally the troops. I mean, the troops are completely demoralized. The ones that are left, and the ones that are left in, they resemble nothing that I served with. And when I was in the military, my whole business was going to war. It was not interpreting things like intersectionality. Nobody wore earrings with their uniform. Nobody wore any jewelry at all that you could see. Yeah. Senator John Tester, Democrat from Montana, chairman of the Senate Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, is demanding answers from the Biden administration. And his committee is going to hold a hearing about the spy balloon. It doesn't matter now. The damage is done. You guys, the Democrats picked a Muppet for the presidency because they felt like he could beat Trump. And then they put a bunch of things in place to ensure that he beat Trump. And he's going around right now thinking that he got 81 million votes when it was actually 42,000 that made the big, it was the big deciding factor. And everything we got going on right now is just noise coming out of Congress. But there's two troubling things out of this that comes to me. And one is that did the military fail to heed the commander-in-chief when he gave an order? And two, why didn't we shoot this down as soon as it was detected? And would we have known about it if it hadn't been made public? And why wouldn't they make it public? And why would we still go on a diplomatic mission to China while they're spying on us? And we know they're spying on us. Why would we do that? Hour number three is inbound. It's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.